This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'd like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe, Kurt Worrell. He's here to talk about magicalsantafe.com. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. It's great to have you here today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. I've listened to your show. It's such an honor to be here with you.
Well, thank you. It's great to have you, too. You have such an interesting story and such a Santa Fe story. You were driving across country.
Uh-huh.
Yep. You landed here.
Yep.
Not meaning to stay. What happened?
Well, what happened? I'm going to give you the short version, right? So my family and I, we've been traveling since April, right? You know, we packed up our stuff, you know, and we just decided that we wanted to experience something else.
Now, so, where were you?
In New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where we're from. So we left New Jersey back in April.
Wife, a couple of kids.
Wife, two boys, and our little Yorkie Terrier. Right, Yorkie Terrier, Annabelle, right? And so we started this really awesome journey because we were looking for adventure, you know. Prior to leaving, I was a television production teacher, and, you know, the stress of just being in that part of the world just kind of got to me. So we finally decided that we wanted to do something else. And so we took off, started driving, drove down to North Carolina, drove down to Atlanta, and slowly but surely made our way this part, because along the way we had been documenting our journey on a podcast called Backpack Fam, right, which is our family podcast, just talking about our experiences. And so we were looking for really cool, adventurous things to be a part of. And so we ended up in Roswell. When we got to to New Mexico, we went down to Roswell, and we got there on a Sunday. And if you haven't been to Roswell on a Sunday and you're looking for the aliens, it's not a good look, right? Because there's nothing there. So we decided to drive back up. My wife, she said, okay, you know what? Next stop, Taos, because we want to check out the hot springs, right? We were going to go up to Colorado and then come back down to Arizona and head over to Pasadena to visit my daughter, who is in music school over there, right? So we started this long trek from Roswell up to Taos, and we finally got to Santa Fe, and I noticed my car needed an oil change, right? So I said, okay, let's chill here for a little bit. I think we got here around 8 a.m. in the morning, and I said, okay, let's hang out here for a little bit. Let's get the oil change, and let's go to Walmart, right, get an oil change, because I want to get a cheap oil change, right, which is not a good idea. So I'm looking around, and both Walmarts, they, you know, they don't have automotive departments. So we had to go up to Espanol to get the oil change. We got to Espanol and got the oil change and decided that we were going to come back down here to have some lunch and then go up to Los Alamos to check out Los Alamos and that type of thing. So we came, went to Los Alamos, up that steep hill.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, had some lunch up there and came back down very slowly and very cautiously, as I might add. And finally got, you know, when we got to back into town, I realized that my radiator was leaking. And so we started, you know, going into panic mode. Wow, the radiator's leaking. What's going on? We have a lot more driving to do, and you know, we don't know what's up. So we decided to relax for a little bit, you know, bunker down for the night. And I woke up the next morning and started to investigate the leak, right? So I'm looking under the car. I had the hood up. We're over at Home Depot, right? We're in the parking lot of Home Depot. And I'm looking under the car, and I see that there's a leak, but I don't know where the leak is coming from. And it's definitely antifreeze because it's green, right? And so, you know, I decided that okay, I'm going to try to fix this myself because, you know, that's what men do, right? We try to, like, control everything and fix everything ourselves. So I'm looking. I'm under the car.
Do you know how to fix cars?
Not at all. Not at all. But we're on a budget, right? So I got to figure stuff out. And so I saw a gentleman walk by me first. He looked at me. And then he goes into Home Depot and come back out. And he asked me, he said, hey, he's in his car now. He says, hey, is everything okay? And I said, yeah, everything is fine. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And I was a little bit, frustrated. So he said, come here for a second. I just want to say something to you. And I walked over to his car. He extended his hand and he gave me $100. He said, God inspired me to give this to you.
Oh, my goodness.
$100 and just drove off. And before I can say thank you or whatever, he was gone. I'm like, wow. And I looked at my wife and that kind of brightened my day a little bit. Right.
Yeah.
So we decided, I'm like, okay, great. I can, you know, like I said, I'm on a budget, right? I'm traveling. So, I'm going to use this, and I'm going to go check out, you know, go see what's wrong with the car. So we took the car to one of the local auto dealers, and he told me what it was. It was a water pump. The water pump was broke. I'm like, wow, you know, that's going to set me back.
And that happens to every car. It's almost on schedule. Well, I've never had a car that didn't have the water pump break eventually.
I got to tell you, I was, you know, that was the first time it happened to me. And so I'm like, okay, how much is this? My first thing is, how much is this going to cost me? Right? So I'm there with the gentleman and he's like, okay, tallying up the cost of the pump itself and the cost of the labor and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, hopefully it'll be $100 because that's what I have.
Right.
It's like $550 or something like that. I'm like, oh man, that's going to put a dent in my budget. So we decided, okay, you know what? Let's relax. Let's not get panicky. I'm not going to take care of this water pump situation right now because it's leaking a little bit, but the car isn't prepared to take a long drive, right? So let's just relax. Let's just hang out for about a week or so. I have some client situation going on. I may be able to muster up some money and that type of thing to pay for that. Didn't happen, right? Didn't happen, so... You know, fast forward a little bit, you know, we're in the park one day, and before we got to the park, my wife and I were in the car, and we're getting a little bit, you know, frustrated here, because here we are, we're stalled, kind of, or we think we're stalled, and we're going to the park to have, to cook, prepare a meal, because we prepare all our meals in the park and stuff like that.
Which park?
I can't even tell you the park, but... If you are at Walmart and you come straight across Sirius, and you go straight across that road, you take that road straight across, you'll hit the park.
Okay.
I don't necessarily know the name of the park, right? Sorry.
No.
Right. So we're at the park, and I'm in the car, and my wife is she's preparing everything, putting everything on the table so I can prepare it. And a woman walks up to her, and she says, I notice you guys are in the park. I noticed you here a couple of times. Is everything okay? Where you're from? How you guys doing? Now, this is a couple weeks after the Home Depot incident, right?
And so you've basically been living in Santa Fe, hanging out, taking it easy.
Right, right. Just hanging
tourist.
Out. Yeah, enjoying Santa Fe and just trying to... prepare for our next stop, which is Taos and the hot springs, right? And so she walked up. She had two beautiful dogs, came up to my wife, and I'm saying to myself, wow, what's going on? What is she asking her? What is she telling her? And, you know, she asked my wife, she's like, well, you know, is everything okay? Where are you guys from? So we told her, New Jersey. We're from New Jersey. We've been traveling. And we're just here for a little bit. Our car stalled a little bit. The water pump broke, right? And it's been estimated at, you know, $550. And she said, I tell you what. I want you to go over to AutoCare 2000. This is my mechanic. I trust her, right? And have her inspect the car and get a different quote. And then have her call me. I'm like, okay. So we had our meal and she left, said bye and that type of thing. And we kind of forgot. We even forgot that we were going to do that, right? Because we didn't really think anything of it. So finally, after the meal, we said, okay, let's go over, have the car inspected, and get a different quote. You never know. It might be a lot less, a lower number. So we go over. You know, she puts the car on the lift. She checks it out. Yep, it is the water pump. It is broken. And the estimate is about... five something. So just pretty much the same. So we said, okay, we knew what the problem was. We knew it was going to be about that. So we started to take off. We, you know, got the boys, got the dog, about to jump back into the car. And she said, my wife said, oh, you know what? The lady, which I'm going to tell you her name, Patricia Garcia, beautiful lady. Patricia said, give her a call after the estimate is done. So, Marianne, who is the mechanic, gave her a call while we're on our way to our car to leave. So we started the car, about to pull out of the parking lot. Marianne says, stop. Come back. Patricia said she's going to pay for the auto repair. And, you know, right there my heart just dropped. My wife started, you know, sobbing a little bit because we were just so, wow, perfect strangers, someone we don't even know, just decided that they took an interest in our story and decided to extend an arm like that to us and help us out. And they went, wow, that is amazing. And so we, you know, still in this shock mode. The car goes up on the lift. She's taking care of the car. The mechanics are taking care of the car. And, you know, we call Patricia to say, hey, thank you. And she's like, well, are you almost done? I'm going to come over, right? So she comes over. You know, we thank her for extending such a beautiful gesture to us. And she says, okay, by the way, I have something else for you. Here's an envelope, and this is going to help you get to your destination, right? And in the envelope was two Shell cards for $100, right? And two Walmart cards, she said, for $50. And she said, here, you guys, you know, you might need a little something extra. And that, you know, that just blew us away because here we are, this perfect stranger who have no clue who we are, just extended her arm to us like that. And so...
You could leave and you decided not to.
Well, that's the thing. We decided that we were going to leave and the car is fixed and we just decided, okay, you know what? This is... We're still on this cloud nine type of thing. So we're meeting people and... We're hearing other stories, similar stories, right? Similar stories of people coming and their cars, and they end up staying for a while. And,
if I could do a survey of how many people live in Santa Fe because of broken cars.
Right.
You might be the only one, yeah.
And so for us, this is something totally, totally new, right? I mean, we're from New York, right?
That doesn't happen quite as often.
Not really. I mean, you might have someone ask you, how are you doing, for a little bit, but that's about it. But we started noticing that there is a common pattern here. And so the entrepreneur that I am, I said, let's create a website called Magical Santa Fe where we collect these stories. And so that's the inspiration behind Magical Santa Fe, MagicalSantaFe.com. It's about inspirational stories. It's about individuals telling just simple stories that have happened to them, incidents that have happened to them, occurrences in Santa Fe. There are a lot of people here who are not from Santa Fe who've experienced the same exact thing, right? And so we want to be able to share those stories as a way of inspiring individuals. Imagine waking up in the morning, right, and you just hop on the website and you just read this really cool, inspiring story that warms your heart, right? And it helps you along your day. It's kind of like adding a little bit of positive vibration to the universe, adding some positive vibration to the space. So that's really what it's about, and it was all inspired by this gesture from this lady, Patricia Garcia. And so that's our way.
And the guy in Home Depot.
And the gentleman at Home Depot as well. And that's not even the last story. You know, I got, like, just recently, we're in the park again, right? This time it's the park behind the fire hydrant. I mean, the
fire station.
The fire station. You know that park.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And my traveling partners, they came to visit us as well because they've heard all this magical stuff going on. So they're like, let me go check it out. Right? So they're...
And it's not magical for everybody.
That's what I'm hearing too.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So we're at the park and I'm cooking up some stew, whatever, and a car drives by, a police car drives by. And he looks at me and I look back and I'm like, well, I'm hoping everything is okay. About 15 minutes later, right, he comes walking by with plain clothes. And he's like, come here for a second. I just want to talk to you for a minute. And
I'm an African-American guy.
right.
The police in the United States of America.
Exactly, right? So I'm thinking to myself, wow, maybe we're not supposed to be here. I'm about to get a ticket, right? So he pulls me up. I'm like, hey, is everything okay? He's like, no, everything's fine. You can do. I notice you've been preparing your meals here, been cooking and that type of thing. Is everything okay? And is there anything I can do to extend an arm to you, help you guys out, make you a little bit more comfortable? I'm like, wow, that's amazing. That's awesome. So I introduced him to my partner, my friend, who was also a police officer as well, and they kicked it off a little bit for a while. And I said, you know what? I cook a lot. I cook a lot, and I go through a lot of propane, you know. He's like, well, I just so happen to have a ton of those compact propane bottles. I just happen to have quite a few of them because I camp a lot. And so I'm going to hook you up. So he goes back to his shed and he comes back with 5 bottles of filled propane bottles, you know, and I'm like, wow, that's amazing. That's beautiful. He's like, here, if there's anything else I can do, feel free, you know, and I just want to, you know, shout him out because he made our day, just like Patricia made our day. You know, we've just stories after stories that's been happening with us and a lot of other people as well.
So you started this website, which is up and running, called MagicalSantaFe.com, and you
yep.
are soliciting people's stories.
Absolutely.
If our friends out in Radio Land have a story that they'd like to
share.
Submit,
yes.
It has to be true.
It has to be a true story.
It has to have taken place in Santa Fe.
It has to be taken, yep, in Santa Fe.
And can't be about any major controversial issues.
Right. It cannot be something that's negative. It should be positive, right? Because the idea is to inspire other people. Now, you don't, it's not your book. It's not your life story. It could be just an occurrence that happened with you. You know, for example, we were at the library and a guy car kind of clonked out on him and he needed a push, right? He needed someone to help him push. We just jumped in and helped him push this car, right? It could be something as simple as that, because what's simple to you may be huge to another person, inspiring to another person,
right?
And so the objective is to use these little stories, these little occurrences, and spread some positive vibes, some positive energy, right?
So you're now here. What, if any, are your plans about staying in Santa Fe? Do you have things that you want to do here? I mean,
absolutely,
you're doing the website.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. The website Magical Santa Fe is it's our way of saying thank you to Santa Fe and adding some inspiration. But by heart, I'm an entrepreneur. What I do is I help local business owners with their marketing online. So specifically, video marketing and podcasting and that type of thing. And so this is a new initiative that we'll be taking on, which is interviewing a lot of local entrepreneurs and finding out how they're doing their marketing, finding out what their story is about. So that's, you know, that's what's going to keep us busy here in Santa Fe. And we're looking forward to it because, like I said, thus far, it's been magical for us. Right, we've had nothing but really, really good positive happenings and positive encounters with people and with the residents of Santa Fe. So we know it's going to get better.
And your kids are going to start going to school?
Well, I homeschool.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like I said, I was a teacher for 11 years. So we homeschool. My wife and I homeschool the kids and the two boys. They love it. They love Santa Fe. They're always looking for new adventures and stuff like that. So they'll be homeschooled.
And if people want to find out more, they can go to MagicalSantaFe.com. They can get in touch with you, and they can submit their stories.
Absolutely, absolutely. Submit your story at MagicalSantaFe.com. Here's the number. The number is this, 365 stories.
That's what you're looking for.
That's what we're looking for. Here's why. The idea is to submit a new story every day and have the audience engaged in this project. Because it's a feel-good project. It makes you feel good, right? It's an inspiration, right?
Well, yeah, so we want to thank you for being here. Kurt Worrell, MagicalSantaFe.com. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to be here with you. I just had a lot of fun, so.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.